Praise God. We want to welcome you to our second missions training tape here at Tash Ministries International. And with me again in the studios today is Michael Ott and Michael Watson, who's the missions director for Tash Ministries. And my name is Becky Fisher. And this is going to be exciting. We've got a lot of good things to talk about. We're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit today, later on in our tape, and how to be filled with the Holy Spirit if you're not already. But it's time to start off. We need to make sure that everybody's up to speed on a lot of things, Michael. Why don't you kind of go through some of the things of what we need to be talking about today.
That's right, Becky. They should be up to date on a lot of different things. First off, I just want to explain the importance of these tapes. We don't want you to, you're getting in right at the very beginning of this. We don't want you to just set this tape down or think, oh, I just have to read my manual. These tapes are very important. This is the training boot camp we talked about. This is the training that you're going to be ready to go on the mission field for your, for the whole purpose of this trip that you're going is to be ready and prepared. You're going to hit the ground running, and these tapes are very, very important. You can't just assume you're ready, and we can't just assume you don't need to prepare for the natural and the spiritual things. It's like training for to be a get in a position on a football team. They've got to train for the mission trip right here. So it's very important that they're listening to these tapes, Becky.
Yeah, it is. And we are going to be calling them, aren't we, Michael, and checking up and making sure that they're going through their material.
That's right. We will be calling them up.
Okay. So be ready. By now, they should be well on their way. Michael Ott, what are some of the things that they need to be reminded about that they should be up to speed on?
Well, Becky, it's very important that they're up to date on their Bible reading and devotional worksheets. You know, kids, it's the Word of God that's going to create the foundation inside you that you're going to need to be a success on the mission field. Okay? So be reading God's Word each and every day. Follow these guidelines. Answer the questions, because as you're answering these questions, it's going to prompt things in you. When you're on the field, you're going to remember these things. Mm-hmm. In a moment where you're wondering, what should I do? You know, the Word of God is going to be illuminated to your understanding. It's going to be quickened to your mind. You're going to know exactly what to do and how to do it because of the Word of God that has been in your heart. You also should have your passport. Not only is your application should have been sent in by this time, you know, you should be possibly have your passport in your possession. That's something that you're going to need if you're going on a trip with us that requires a passport. You're going to need to have that with you. Also, if there are any shots that are necessary, you should have gotten them taken care of. If not, you need to get those taken care of. And you should also have sent in to us here at the office your guardian permission slip, a medical release form. It's notarized. It's filled out. By this time, you should have your next five scriptures memorized for a total of 12. There are 17 scriptures in all, and you're memorizing them a little bit at a time. Here again, the Word of God inside of you is so very, very critical for you to have a successful trip and for see God to do incredible things through your life. You're having your prayer every day with your prayer partner. And again, let me remind you, this is not something we get on there and read through your prayer list and, you know, we take authority over that. I mean, you just kind of go through the list. No, that's there as an outline. You need to pray those things. And sometimes the Holy Spirit's going to have you sit on one of those thoughts and dwell on, you know, unity of the team or taking authority over certain things in the realm of the Spirit for this trip. So there's a sensitivity that's required here. As you're praying with your prayer partner, just don't go through the list, you know, and okay, we're done, and, you know, we could do that and be done in 5 minutes. Well, you're kind of missing the point there. God's going to reveal things. And you know, we're going to encourage your leaders as well. When you join us on the team, we're going to say, what has God been saying to you? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? That's only going to come as a result of your praying and listening to God. So you're going to need to make sure that you're listening to the Holy Spirit as you pray.
Now, they've got prayer lists for that, Michael, that we've put in the manual, mm-hmm. and they can go through that, but they need to be led by the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit brings something to them that's not on that list, I mean, they shouldn't just be tied to that list. They should be led by the Holy Spirit. That's the whole point. We're just trying to give them help.
Right. That's just an outline, but there's so much more that the Holy Spirit's going to reveal to you and show you. Something else you should be done, you should have read the entire manual by now. You should have studied the country biography, so you have a little bit of background of where you're headed and what the country's like, what the situation, the economic situation's like, etc. And you should have the how to witness hand memorized, those five steps on your left hand. Have those memorized, because that's going to be very key in a moment where you're ministering to someone. It's such an easy reference, because guess what? You don't leave home without your hand. You know, it comes with you wherever you go. And so by having those points memorized on your hand, it'll be very easy to minister and a witness to someone. Also, please expect a call or quizzing from your leaders. Those of you that have leaders that you're working with at your church, or with your group at home, or wherever you're listening to this tape as a group, you have a leader there. They're going to be quizzing you. They're going to make sure that you're doing what you need to do. Why? Is it because we don't trust you? No. It's called accountability. You see, when we're accountable, it allows us and causes us to do things that we should be doing. It helps us stay on track and not miss it. And so, and for those of you, maybe you're an individual and you don't have a leader, well, you can be expecting a call from our offices. It might be Mr. Michael Watson, it might be myself or someone else that's going to call, contact you, review this information, and make sure that you know, you're pulling your weight here, that you're ready for this trip.
Yes, and they sure don't want to be waiting to the last minute. This is the thing that they need to be keeping. That's why we're reminding them, is don't wait to the last minute. Get this stuff down. The point is not a cramming for your finals.
Right.
You know, the point is preparing your heart over a season of time, so when you hit the mission field, you're ready to go. Well, now that's kind of the practical side of things that we need to be dealing with. But Michael Watson, let's hit on some of the spiritual aspects of what we want to be talking about in this tape. We've been studying in our daily Bible reading on the book of Acts.
Yes.
Now, what sets this book apart from all the others is the fact that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit occurred in that book. Do you want to just kind of fill us in on some of your thoughts there of why this is important to us? How does this relate to what we're doing on this missions trip?
Exactly, Becky. I love the book of Acts, because when you look at the book of Acts, you're looking at, this was, I like to take the name of it, this was the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the apostles. And when we go on a mission trip, the team that God is putting together, wherever you're coming from, whatever church affiliation you're with, whoever you are, going on a mission trip with Tash Ministries International, we expect to see this reading assignment of Acts fulfilled in your life and through your life once we get on the mission field, Becky.
Yes.
This is what sets this book apart from all the other books, is when God gave his promise of the outpouring. He said, I go away, but I'm going to send a comforter to you. And that outpouring of the Holy Spirit gives us the power. It's even in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you shall receive power, one of your memory verses, after the Holy Spirit has come upon you to be a witness, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the othermost parts of the earth. And that is such a very important part of what we're doing. We want your lives to be so drastically changed by this mission trip, by your training and your preparation, not just for this trip, but your lifestyle that we talked about in one of the earlier tapes. It'll become a lifestyle. The lives of the disciples were so drastically changed when the Holy Spirit came upon them. Just look at Peter. I mean, he was so changed after the Holy Spirit. He denied Jesus. He was a chicken.
He was ashamed of Jesus. I mean, he just freaked out, you know?
Exactly, but after the Holy Spirit comes upon him, we see he stands up and begins to preach, and 3,000 were added to the church that day.
Yep.
Just because of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So the spiritual part of this, when we look at Acts, the book of Acts that you're reading through, and you should be reading through this every day, going over a different scripture, or going over a different chapter, going over different areas of it, this, we love to see the signs and wonders that are in the book of Acts.
Yes.
The signs and wonders of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that that is going to come true in your life, in Susie's life, in Billy's life, in Johnny's life, in Jennifer's life. That's going to come true in their lives. You can put your name where you see Peter, James, John in the book of Acts. I want you to put your name in there. I want you to put your church in there, your team, this mission team, your name's in there. And we're going to see that these miracles, these signs, these wonders are going to flow through you. They're going to flow through you. I'm going to jump down here and just discuss, before we go into some of the detail of why it's important, some of the awesome miracles that took place after the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, as you're reading through Acts, Acts chapter 4, verse 29 through 31, we see where the disciples receive boldness. Acts chapter 5, 12 through 16, Peter's shadow healed the people as they walked through. Acts chapter 6, verse 8, when they're getting ready to stone Stephen, they said he was a man full of faith and power. Acts chapter 8, verse 26 through 40, Philip, an Ethiopian eunuch, he was translated. Acts chapter 12, Peter got out of jail by the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 3, Peter and John were walking up to the Gate Beautiful, and they said, "Don't look on us. We don't have anything to give, but we give you what we have, the power of the Holy Spirit." And the man got up and he walked and he was healed. Those are the things that excite me about missions, Pastor Mike. Those are the things that we see on these trips, some of the testimonies.
We see tremendous things, Michael. I'm thinking of the one that just comes to mind as maybe you've heard this testimony before, but we're thinking about the one of the Ute Indian Reservation by a young lady named Faith Earls, who at that time was 9 years old. Here, in this situation on this Indian reservation, the team was asked to come to a hospital where there was a lady in a hospital bed with gangrene set in her leg. I mean, it was to the point where it was scheduled an amputation. They were going to take her leg off. It was so serious that they had the wheelchair next to her bed, mentally and emotionally preparing this woman that she's going to be without a leg. This is her chair, get used to it type thing. Well, they called our team in, and this little girl, Faith, she kind of led the team. She was just right there. She laid her hand on the leg of this lady. She began to pray a very simple prayer. I mean, there wasn't thunderbolts and lightnings that came out of the sky, but it was a prayer of faith. She prayed that prayer, 9 years old, and you know what? The team left.
That's right.
Team left, didn't hear anything as a result of that prayer until a year later.
That's right.
Right, Mike, you were there. You took the team back.
That's right.
Right?
I can finish the story.
Finish
because
it.
A year later, this happened, and we take another whole different team there. My wife and I were leading it. We get to the Ute Indian Reservation, and there's this lady that's cooking and cheery and happy, and her name's Crystal, and she's all great. And she comes up to me, and she says, "Is Faith Earls here?" I said, "No, she didn't come on this trip. She came last year." She said, "I know." And I was the lady that was in the hospital. Mm. They were going to cut my leg off. And now I am healed. And she said when she felt the power of God flow through Faith when she laid hands on her. And she's totally healed, Pastor Michael. Today she cooked
That's
all
awesome.
Of our meals
yeah.
last year on our mission trip.
That's right.
So these are just some of the things, Miss Becky,
yes.
that we can do. You say, why do we go through the book of Acts? Why is the baptism of the Holy Spirit so important? It is our power. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you to do these things." Now, why is it important? Is this power important? Becky, what did Jesus do?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Michael, even Jesus did not perform any miracles until after the Holy Spirit came upon him. So what makes us think that we can go out in power? You know, what makes us think that we can do anything of any magnitude like that if we are not filled with the Holy Spirit? And the infilling of the Holy Spirit isn't just a one-time deal. It's
right.
something we need to do over and over again.
In Acts chapter 4, verse 31, boys and girls, if you notice, you go back to Acts chapter 2, where Peter and the whole gang were together in the upper room. That was the first time they were filled and experienced the infilling of the Holy Spirit. But if you follow the story as it goes, chronologically even, by chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, and in time, it's Acts chapter 4, verse 31, where they're all together again. And it says they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to operate with boldness.
Yes.
And so here there was this, that power has, you've got to get filled and then refilled. And it's supported in the scriptures, constant refilling of that power.
Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That is not a one-time flowing. That is
yeah.
a continual flowing of rivers of living water.
Here's an example, maybe a visual example that helped the boys and girls understand this. I love chocolate milk. You pour chocolate into a chocolate syrup into a glass of milk and stir it all up.
I'm ready.
You know, and stir it all up, and you get chocolate milk. But if you let that milk sit for a while and go do something else, what happens? That chocolate starts to settle down at the bottom of the glass again.
Mm-hmm.
And before you drink it, you got to take your spoon and stir it up again.
That's right.
That's like the Holy Spirit. We're that glass of milk. And when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, it's like pouring that chocolate on the inside of
Come
us.
Come on.
But
yeah.
even that chocolate in there does us no good
That's
unless
right.
we stir it
stir
up.
Stir it up.
It's still going to taste like plain old white milk unless we stir it. And so as boys and girls who maybe have already been filled with the Holy Spirit, Michael,
That's right.
there may be some that have already listened. And they're thinking, well, I've already done that. You know, well, hey, stir yourself up.
Exactly.
Stir yourself up. The Bible says stir up that gift that's been within you from the laying on the hands of the elders of the church, you know, that type of thing. So we have to continually be filled and stirred with the Holy Spirit.
Exactly. Acts chapter 2, verse 17 says, God is pouring out His Spirit on all flesh in these last days. Not just on the pastors, not just on the preachers. It's on the young people. It's on the believers. And the sons and daughters are prophesying. They're speaking forth the word of God with boldness. They're letting the rivers of living water flow through them. These things, you know, all these things that we're talking about would not have been possible without the filling of the Holy Spirit. It wouldn't have been possible to do the things that the testimony of Pastor Michael talked about, all the other testimonies that you've heard in our other previous tapes, would not have been possible without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we want you to operate in that kind of power. We want you, every team member, every adult, every church, as we go on this mission trip, we want you to operate in that kind of power. And it's our experience why we're bringing this up, Miss Becky, is some may be sitting here listening to this tape saying, yes, I've already received it. I've already received my prayer language. I've already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Others may be listening to this tape, scratching their head, saying, what is these people talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So we're just wanting to touch on some of this. It's very important that we want every boy and girl to know the power that is available to them through the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, why is it that we get filled then, Pastor Michael?
Well, before we say that, I wanted to share this.
Okay.
And that is in Mark, you know, chapter 16, part of your memory verses here, okay? Mark chapter 16, we go 15, 16, and 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink any dead thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Yes.
These things are for you. They're for you.
Yeah.
It all simply requires is that you believe. You believe that God wants to operate through you like this. The Holy Spirit is going to flow through you like this.
Come on.
This is very possible. This is within your grasp. You simply believe that God's going to move through your life. You're filled with God's power. It's going to take place.
Yes, it is.
It's going to take place.
Well, let me tell you a story that happened to me just a year ago with my boys and girls back in Bismarck, North Dakota. We were having a real move of God for a season in our services. And one particular Sunday, as we were praying at the end of the service, we had called up some kids that wanted healing and all and had other kids come up around and were laying hands. And as the rest of the boys and girls were worshiping the Lord back in their seats, I was just walking around the room. And I walked down the middle aisle of two sections of chairs and didn't think anything of it, was just sort of walking through, encouraging the different ones to worship the Lord. I went over and stood by the side, and one of my little boys, about 10 years old, came over to me, and he was just crying. Just his eyes were just streaming with tears. And I asked him what was wrong what he needed, and he started talking about a pain in his back. Well, I thought the pain in his back was so bad he was crying. Because he was kind of mumbling and all this, his bottom lip was quivering and all. And come to find out, what he was trying to tell me was that his back had been hurting him all during the service. But when I walked by him, he was instantly healed. And so we think of Peter and his shadow. We think, oh man, that's such a miracle. I can't even begin to believe for something like that. But that kind of stuff is still happening today.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, why is it important that we get filled? Right?
Exactly. Why?
Here we go. Well, you've heard it a dozen times already, boys and girls, but Acts chapter 1:8, we receive power to be a bold witness. Now, let me say something about boldness here. Sometimes we think that we're going to face situations and we're supposed to have our act together and we're not going to sense or feel anything and we're going to just be Mr. Super Christian, you know, and just tackle this challenge that lays before us. But I got news for you. The reason why the Holy Spirit wants to give you boldness is because you're going to face situations where you don't know what to do. There's going to be a sense of fear upon you. There's going to be a challenge from the enemy that's going to say, you can't do this.
That's right.
Okay? Those things don't go away because the enemy is going to attack. He's going to bring those things towards you. You know, God was encouraging Joshua to be bold and be encouraged. Why? Because what he was about to do was a scary thing. To lead a nation, to go in and take out the enemy in the land. I mean, these are things he's never walked into before. You're going to walk into situations. You're going to be in a service where someone on the team is going to say, okay, it's time for you to pray for the sick, and the sick's going to come to you, and you're going to be standing there faced with, okay,
come
either
on.
You got it or you don't. You know, the enemy's going to say, oh, this isn't going to work. Are you going to obey God's word, or are you going to listen to that voice of the enemy trying to talk you down and talk you out? See, that's where boldness is going to rise up inside of you in the face of the challenge and say, I can do this.
Yes.
You see, the Holy Spirit inside of you is going to give you that strength. It's going to give you that boldness that you need in that moment. Sometimes it's not always easy to stand up and say, I'm a Christian. But that's what that boldness is for. That's what that power to be a witness is for. In the face of a challenge, in face of fear, and stand up and say, hey, this is right. I'm proud of who I am in Jesus Christ. I want to show you the way. This is the way. And stand up. And the Holy Spirit's going to give you that strength that you need. Okay?
Reason number two. You know, that's not the only thing that happens, Pastor Michael, but when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, it opens ourselves up to where we can speak the Word of God and God can speak through us. We become more sensitive to His Spirit when we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit because we're communicating on an intimate level with God when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. So it opens us up to dreams and visions. Remember we talked about Acts chapter 2, verse 17. God is pouring out His Spirit on all flesh. So the Holy Spirit will open yourself up to that. So that's another reason why it's important to get filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're getting ready to close this tape out, and we're going to have other tapes coming, other lessons, other things that we're going to be doing. Leaders, boys and girls, moms and dads, if you need to turn this tape off right now and continue in the presence of God, we want you to continue in your own meetings, in your own homes, in your own churches. We want you to continue doing, practicing this, and do it every day, and until we meet again on our next tape.
Yes. Every day is a key, isn't it?
Every day is a key.
Every day is a key.
With your prayer partner.
Yes.
With your prayer partner.
Yes.
Start begin. This is an exciting time, boys and girls, and the transformation that is happening in your lives is so exciting to see. I can't wait till we're all together.
Yes.
And we can work and function as a team. So until next time, this is the Tash Ministry International team signing off. God bless you.
The time has come for me to answer. Can you hear the Father's plea? Jesus, I am ready. You can send me. You can send me. Bursting forth to the nations. It's time to take a stand. Bursting forth to the nations. We're taking back the land. Bursting forth to the nations. With the message of God's love.